Introducing Home Care Plus, a new subscription service from Lowe's that helps make life easier by giving members a hand with home maintenance. Let Lowe's tackle the tasks you keep meaning to do, like electric dryer vent cleaning, replacing hard-to-reach light bulbs, and more. Subscribe to Home Care Plus for just $99 a year and consider your to-do list done. Members get more at Lowe's. Available in select zip codes only. Cancel anytime. Non-refundable fee. Product purchase required. Terms and service restrictions apply. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Photo Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman-Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet, the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers, but here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Turn your tax refund into a new bathroom at Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Upgrade your bathroom with Max. With more than 1,000 showers, bathtubs, and surrounds, you're sure to find exactly what you need to add luxury and style to your bathroom. Save big on our entire selection of Max bathroom products. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, why was a ghost hanging out in her room for 4 days? And what did he want?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. We would love to hear it. If you'd like to call it in, the number's 855-853-4802 or write in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And if you would like an ad-free version of the show, you get advance episodes, access to the archive, then become a premium subscriber. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts where you can try it 3 days free. Also, you could go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. I'm Carol Hughes and Kathy Gordon today. So what if a ghost just showed up for a few days?
That's about how long my boyfriends hang around too.
Story of my life. Yeah. What's
ghosts,
new?
Boyfriends, whatever.
Ghost boyfriend.
Yeah, most of my boyfriends ghost me in 4 days. Maybe that was the problem.
I don't get all these people. Like they're in a long-term relationship and then they break up and they're dating someone new in like a month. I mean, how did you do that?
I know. I laugh. I always go, these people, they you know, break up, get divorced, and then they get remarried. And I keep watching this happen and I'm thinking, I've been hanging around since 2006.
What's the matter with me?
I don't know.
Oh, that's fine. We're not bitter or anything like that. We're fine.
No, we're not bitter.
No, actually, we have wonderful lives. Mm-hmm. I'm not complaining.
Hey, back to the conversation in just a second. I love great deals as much as the next guy, but I'm not going to crawl through a bed of hot coals just to save a few bucks. You know, there's offers like that all the time. But check out this. This is not that. This is something amazing. It's easy. There's no hoops. There's no BS. Mint Mobile. They say that it's easy to get a wireless plan for $15 a month. No, it's true. It is true. With the purchase of a 3-month plan, I called him on it. I checked it out. Turns out, yeah, it really is that easy to get wireless for $15 a month. I know it sounds crazy. I didn't believe it at first either, but it's true. The longest part of the process was the time I spent on hold waiting to break up with my old provider, which was, you know, we talked, we said, it's not you, it's me. We cried a little bit. We hugged virtually, you know, through a phone. And we said goodbye after many years. And I'm like, yes, $15 a month. You want to do the same thing? Get started. Go to mintmobile.com/ghost. There, you'll see that right now, all 3-month plans are only $15 a month, including the unlimited plan. All plans come with high-speed data and unlimited talk and text delivered on the nation's largest 5G network. You can use your own phone with any Mint Mobile plan as well. Bring your phone number along with all your existing contacts. Find out how easy it is to switch to Mint Mobile and get 3 months of premium wireless service for $15 a month. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month premium wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/ghost. That's mintmobile.com/ghost. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/ghost. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 a month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speed slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details. Now back to our stories.
So this ghost story today is, it goes like this. 5, 6, 7, 8. I've had multiple paranormal experiences throughout my life. So far, mostly non-malicious, but interesting to think about sometimes. One in particular was about 3 years ago. For about 2 days, I'd been sensing something was watching me from the corner of my room where the corner of the wall and the end of my bed met. On the third day, I was in bed in my room going through Facebook and I started updating my profile picture. My laptop had a webcam on it, so I decided it would be easiest to take pictures on that. When going through my video to screenshot my pictures of myself, I saw that the coloration of that same corner was off. At the same time, I ignored it, updated my pictures, and I went to bed, though I still had a feeling that there was an entity in that corner. I had a dream that night, though short, like how dreams skip around, and in this particular fragment, I pictured my room dark with no lights, and there was a clear as day Caucasian man with short light hair, a defined but thin face, fit, and looked to be around his 30s, just smiling and sitting on the end of my bed with his arms relaxing in his lap. When I woke up, I felt that the dream had been a way of this entity saying, hey, I'm here, don't ignore me, I won't hurt you. Anything that has to tell you I won't hurt you could hurt you. That's my theory on that anyway. But seeing as this was a male entity and I was a teenage girl, I felt uncomfortable with an invisible man watching me in my room all day. So later on that day, before going to bed again, I asked him to leave because he made me feel uncomfortable. And with that, I felt the presence disappear and it never came back. A few days later, I looked again at the video I had captured with the area where it was discolored. And when I looked closer, I indeed saw the face of the same man who appeared in my dreams, confirming that the ghost was real. I proceeded to delete that video and the pictures because a smudging feeling told me by capturing a photo of him, he would have a physical presence here. But I did not want that to happen, seeing as I've had plenty of experiences already. Why that ghost decided to hang out in my room for 4 days bewilders me, and if he was trying to communicate how he died to me. I unfortunately could not say I know why he did or if he had known me when I was younger. I think I'll write another experience to you guys in another email. Thank you for reading this, Melissa. I think that's interesting because, I mean, not seeing the picture, I can't say, yeah, it's definitely there. But then, you know, you get that feeling that something's there.
Right.
But do you also get the feeling that something's there sometimes just because you're freaking yourself out?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that could definitely happen. But it does seem like corners are kind of a thing. And it was this one corner that she felt. And, you know, I think she's got some proof. And she saw it. I didn't get to see it, but she did. And I believe her, you know. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, discolorization. And then she had the dream and the man. And then she saw the man. And then was uncomfortable having him in there. I would be like, you're getting dressed and stuff. It would feel weird.
It's like I'm a teenager.
Right. And so to me, the odd part of this is that he just left. Like, I'm trying to figure out.
She did ask him to leave.
Yes, yes. But I mean, he did. So why was he there when he could have obviously been somewhere else if he just left? What was it he wanted or wanted to say or do? Or like, you know, that's what gets me. It's like, what was the purpose of all of this?
And I think the dream could be kind of a red herring in this because the dream might not be connected at all.
Might not.
Because if you are feeling like there's something watching you, that could show up in your dreams.
Yeah, sometimes you carry that over and then you manifest it in your
mind. So you might be thinking that he's like, hey, I'm here. Don't ignore me. I won't hurt you. Mm-hmm. That could just be because I'm kind of freaked out because I kind of think there's a guy in here. But I did think it was weird, like out of the blue at the end where she's like, if he was trying to communicate how he died to me.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I just don't think we know what he was trying to communicate.
Mm-mm. And I don't think, well,
could it have been how he died? Maybe.
I don't think she'll ever know.
But it could have been that.
We'll never know.
I love you. I'm your
grandfather.
Great-grandfather from your mom's whatever. You know, there's a lot of things. Or it could just be someone like a guardian type spirit that was there, you know, just trying to watch and protect and be around. But somehow she is empathetic enough that it kind of crossed a line, mm-hmm. like it's too much. Like, you know, you're actually feeling and seeing them. And so I'm wondering if that was because I have always felt like I have this kind of guardian spirit that's a man. But I do occasionally see a man. It does happen on occasion. But it's never crossed a line with me. Like, I felt like he was just there, you know, for an extended period of time. Then I think I'd be right with her. Like, okay, I'm uncomfortable here. So maybe he was there for, or maybe he's just there as a protector, guardian, you know, and the dream was sort of that, you know, him just around smiling like I'm here, you know, and I think that it may have just been that more than a communication.
Mm-hmm. And the other thing, too, could be, you know, maybe she was just something, you know, she heard something. And you could have just kind of blown it up to be bigger than what it was, maybe.
Maybe. But I kind of think it was the case. I think all of that's true. I just think what we're the missing part of this is why. And since he seemed to be okay without telling her anything, just leaving, like he didn't feel like he had this purpose he had to fulfill before he could get out. To me, it just suggests that possibly he was just kind of watching and protecting.
I do think that she's got a point about the deleting the pictures. I get that.
I do too.
Yeah, I get that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, here.
Yeah, I still have that one on my phone, though.
I have that, one too.
Yeah, but nothing's happened, so I guess I'm okay.
No, and that particular picture, even though it's definitely some kind of weird apparition, I never have had a feeling of it being really bad. Even though she looks evil and dark, I don't know.
There's... Yeah, it's if you're not familiar, it's one that we caught when we went on a little tour of a haunted hotel and underground tunnels and things, and I caught a picture of an apparition. It's on our Facebook page too, if you haven't seen it and want to see it. But that's what we meant. Like, that's one that I have on my phone, and I never have felt like I needed to delete it. But I could see why you might.
She looks mean. But, you know, I think the reason I haven't deleted it, even though she does look really mean and angry in the picture,
yes,
I didn't pick up on that when I was there.
Yeah.
I didn't pick up on any mean and angry.
And I don't still. Like,
yeah.
It doesn't, you know. So, but I could understand why Melissa feels like, oh, I'm getting rid of this.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand that.
Okay, well, here is a caller.
Hey there, Victor from California here again. Pretty cool. You guys actually played the story regarding my sisters and my experience. So it was kind of awesome to hear it. I'll be sharing it with them because they might provide details, and those are probably just share an email or something. But you brought up a good point. So obviously my sisters and I have experienced weird stuff. Stuff that sometimes you can say, oh, it was a shadow, it was, you know, something that I didn't luckily see detail in. But some of us saw things that just couldn't be explained and couldn't be ignored. And you mentioned one thing, which is like, what about my parents? What about other families? So my mom lived, she was born in the 50s. She lived in a small town in Mexico, big dirt roads. Outhouses, things like that. So she did mention that when she was younger, she was upset that my grandparents didn't let her go out to like a festival that was happening. So she was upset, mouthing off. So apple didn't fall far from the tree, I guess. And they told her, like, go to your room and, you know, stay in there. You're not allowed to talk back to your parents that way. And that she was crying. She had the music on. She had a candle on because it was nighttime, and obviously they didn't have electricity in that part of the town. And she's like, she was just laying by herself in the room listening to music on the radio, and that her brother came in to check on her, but he left and closed the door. And then that my grandma went in, and she's like, you need to apologize. You shouldn't be going to sleep upset. Bad things happen when you're upset and you're trying to go to sleep. And my mom ignored her, and then my grandma left the room. And my mom said that not too long afterward, she noticed that the radio turned off and that the candle went out and that somebody yanked her hair and pulled her hair violently back. So she started screaming and crying, and she checked, like, she got up, everybody went. And they're like, oh, one of your brothers probably played a prank on you. But, like, they were scared because they're like, no, we weren't. So, you know, that was one of her experiences. My dad is a little bit funny. He also lived in a small town in Mexico. And there are no monkeys in Mexico, especially not in this small town. And he said that there used to be this mountain area near the ranch he lived in, that they used to say, like, don't go over there at night. The devil appears at night. And that he went with friends, and that as they were going through, like, these shrubs in the middle of the night, just using the moonlight, right, no flashlights or anything like that back then, that they saw a monkey, and that the monkey was walking upright and walking toward them. And they're like, there are no monkeys out here. So that they said that was the devil appearing in a different form. So just a few things. I did want to share my aunt's story, though. I share that my aunt lived in a haunted house. So to provide some background, my aunt isn't really my aunt. She's a family friend, but we all grew up fairly close together. So her kids grew up next to me. My parents, we went over like every weekend or every other weekend to grill and barbecue. I used to stay over at night, even though I didn't like sleeping over there because she had a huge crucifix and it was creepy. They lived in LA and they ended up deciding to move to Chicago to open up a business over there. So they put their house up for sale. They ended up deciding, you know, we're going to put this up for sale or rent actually for a while. And we're moving out to Chicago. So during this time, my dad was going through kidney failure and was working during this time as well. And my uncle told my dad, like, hey, come out to Chicago. Let's potentially work together, business opportunity, so you can actually stand back, get the rest you need, get the treatment you need while not, you know, actually working. When that stuff was kind of happening, my parents used to talk in the background, like, they used to think they were whispering, but they weren't. And they used to say something about my aunt's house being haunted. So here I was thinking that their house in Los Angeles was haunted. I was like, oh, that's creepy. Maybe that's why I didn't like staying over. Maybe it was more than the crucifix. So they used to say that somebody would haunt my aunt. And I never caught details. They just used to hear that. So eventually we moved to Chicago. This was like 97. I was like 13 years old or 12. And the way their setup was is my aunt and uncle leased these two businesses side by side. And above the businesses were the residences. So luckily, you know, if you own the business, you just go downstairs and you're at the place of business. Pretty convenient. So on one side was the resident they lived up above that had four bedrooms. Below that was the business that they helped my dad open up. And then below that is the basement. To the right-hand side of that, there was an empty office space above their business. And then they had like a basement for storage space as well. So when we went there, I didn't think much of it. Like I said, I wasn't thinking that place was haunted anyways. But weird stuff would happen. So when we were downstairs, like opening up shop, you used to hear furniture being dragged upstairs or footsteps. And sometimes it was so loud that my mom would call my aunt and say, like, hey, is anybody upstairs, like, moving things around? And my aunt would be like, no, nobody's there. Like, we're all here at our business. You guys are there. So I used to hear those, and I was like, that's weird. And they're like, oh, it's probably creaking at the building. But it was odd. Like, it sounded like the chairs in the kitchen were being moved, that there were footsteps and somebody walking back and forth. There were times also, I guess, where they used to hear a man's voice. I never heard it, thank God. But they used to hear a man's voice. But I never experienced it, didn't know the details of it. So what happened is after this was some time afterward, I still didn't know it was haunted. I would start taking showers there, and it always felt like somebody was standing near the toilet. So as soon as you walk in the bathroom, right-hand side was the sink. Straight in front of you was the toilet. The left was like the shower. And as you shower, you just felt the sensation like somebody was staring at you from where the toilet was. And it seemed to feel like somebody was approaching you. So I would take a shower and like lean my head back to be able to use, you know, wash my hair out without closing my eyes. Or if I close them, I try to rush and like keep them open. It just felt very uncomfortable. But I couldn't explain it, so I was scared, but I didn't think anything was haunted. I just couldn't explain it. And then finally, we decided, you know, we were far away from family. We weren't really happy about that situation. My mom wasn't, especially since my grandpa passed away and we're so far away. So we decided to move back to Los Angeles. And during that time, we're moving merchandise from my dad's store down to the basement below. And our aunt used our basement space for some of her stuff, which included mannequins. She had a clothing store. So there were these creepy mannequins under our basement, and we would have to be taking things down there. The stairwell was brick. It was like an old brick Chicago kind of building, so kind of creepy already. The lighting wasn't too great. So as we're bringing boxes back and forth, it was like two cousins, my uncle, my dad, and I. We'd only just end up being in pairs. Nobody ended up being by themselves just because of the way that we were kind of moving back and forth. But one of the times I ended up having to take stuff down by myself. And I remember going, don't look at the mannequin. Don't turn to look at the mannequin. So I walked down the stairs. To the right-hand side, there were some washing machines. To the left-hand side were the mannequins. And straight ahead were, like, boxes that kind of obscured the view of the rest of the garage. So I was like, I'm not even taking it that far. I'm just going to leave this box next to the washing machine and get out of here. So I dropped off the box. And instead of turning to my right to not have to turn toward the mannequins, something just made me want to turn to look at the mannequins. So the moment I turned, one of the mannequins fell over, and I just ran the hell out of there. And that was it. That was my experience with it, right? So we moved to Los Angeles. And my sister lived with us for some time in Chicago, and she ended up moving back earlier than we did. And we're just talking about, like, weird stuff. And she's like, hey, did you guys ever feel uncomfortable at our aunt's house using her restroom? And she brought up that same situation where she felt somebody was looking at her, and my mom brought up the same thing. And that's where my mom's like, well, it was haunted, but, I mean, that was the extent of what we faced. And I was like, what do you mean it was haunted? And then it all started clicking where them talking about a haunted house had to do with the house in Chicago and not LA, and they probably didn't tell us to not scare us as kids. But my mom's like, yeah, your aunt experienced a lot of stuff when she was over there. So as mentioned, the living situation upstairs, these buildings were side to side. So they didn't have windows. They had windows in the storefront, which allowed light to come into the unit and the residence. But if you were in a bedroom, you didn't have windows because it was, you know, deep in the middle of the building. So if you close your bedroom door and turn off the lights, it was pitch black. There was no light coming in. So my aunt was pregnant at the time. I guess she would tell my mom that she would hear a man talk to her and laugh at her for being pregnant. And it was always when she was by herself. So as the kids were getting ready for school, my uncle went to go, like, open up the business. She would start hearing him, and he would kind of, like, bother her. She said that she would feel him sitting at the edge of her bed and sometimes caress her feet, caress her stomach. But she would tell him, like, leave me alone. She's like, I felt like being brave was the best option with this kind of entity. One of the times she said that she woke up and felt the ghost rubbing her stomach, and she reached out, or she told my uncle, like, hey, Jaime, he's here. He's at the edge of the bed. And that my uncle reached out, and when he reached out, he said it felt as if you could touch smoke. He's like, you can feel like a heaviness in the air, like it had a weight to it, but there was nothing there. And the whatever it was went flying out the room. Like, he's like, the door kind of flinged open, and then you can hear doors fling open as it went toward the rear of the house where the stairs were that led down to the basement. So she said that they experienced that. My dad said that when he moved over there, preparing the family to move over there, that he was in one of the bedrooms, one of the spare bedrooms, and that there was a red light he noticed shining on one of the mirrors for the sliding, like, mirrored closet doors. He's like, and there was nothing that would cause a reflection on his side, but it was this light just floating around. So he said that the lights were on during that time, but he could still see the light. That he's like, I turned off the lights, and I sat up, and I said, if you're here, show yourself. And that whatever it was pulled the bed sheets over his head and then scratched his back. And he's like, he was freaked out. He sleeps with the light on the rest of the day. So that happened. And I guess my aunt found out, or eventually was told, that this house or this residence was used as a psychic reading place. So they did palm readings, and they're not sure if that opened up the room for entities to come in and out. But, yeah, they've moved out since. Glad I never got to see anything. And that was my aunt's experience. But since I mentioned my dad, my dad's the guy that brought out the rifle to confront a ghost last time. But he passed away 4 years ago now. And he was a pretty funny guy, but he passed away suddenly of a blood clot. We didn't expect it. But fairly soon after he passed away, weird stuff would happen at my mom's house. So glassware would fall. My sister, who came from Arizona to stay with my mom for some time immediately after I passed away, she said that she saw his loafers at the edge of the sofa, because sometimes my dad had sleep apnea. He'd go sit down on the couch and rest there. So she's like, I saw his, like somebody was sitting there, but I could only see the boots or the loafers. She's like, and I didn't turn because I was kind of scared. She's like, at another time, she clearly heard my dad's voice say, Lydia. And she said she heard it. She's like, maybe I didn't, though. But my niece, who was also staying there immediately after my dad passed away, texts my sister around the same time going, hey, aunt, did you hear his voice? So they both heard it. And sometimes if my dad didn't feel well, he'd call my mom to call her over, like, tandem medication or whatever. Ultimately, the last major sign we got from him, and we take it as a sign that he's fine, is we were struggling to find a place to lay him to rest. Like, obviously, it's a sad time. It feels so, like, definitive that they're gone. And as we're exploring places to lay him to rest, we just couldn't find a place that felt right. And my sister said they found a place where he actually is buried now, and that they were just tired. They had visited so many places with my mom and just trying to grieve through it. And they were crying, and they're like, this place looks nice. It looks cheerful for what a cemetery is. And she was just like, Dad, just give us a sign. Let us know if this is where you finally want to lay to rest. And she turned around, and she found a small chef Lego figure. And my dad was a chef. He retired as a chef. And I remember my sister giving me a call crying and going, Victor, you're not going to believe that. She's like, we've been to five places already. You know, at this point, we're like exhausted. We just wish we could get a sign. And she's like, I feel like we got it. And she still has that Lego piece of the day. So, you know, between scary ghost situations, funny stories, and now my dad potentially sending signs that he's okay, I definitely am a believer. Just sharing a few multiple stories and wanted to follow up on the story regarding my aunt's house. So thanks for listening.
Thank you, Victor, for calling back. That always makes me happy when someone calls back when we have some questions.
I know. I feel like I know Victor. Like, right. After our two, you know, stories with him. And I feel like I've heard so many stories about your family and your sisters and your nieces and, you know, the aunt who's not really the aunt and stuff. So I feel like I know you guys.
Well, and we had asked about in his last call about his parents, mm-hmm. and had they experienced anything. So that's what I love when people call back with more information, and it's like, yeah, here's some more info for you. And there was so much in that story, like the aunt in the house, the haunted, when they moved. Yeah, haunted house. Like, there was so many things that happened in that house.
The old Chicago building. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know what exactly you're talking about, because the building that I owned up in Iowa was, and that was like the first town west of, you know, on the other side of the Mississippi River. So it was like, you know, it was settled in 1820 something, you know, it's a really old town. So it has those old buildings like that. And you're right, like as you go deeper in, there's no windows. Mm-hmm. And so you just rely on those big transom windows up above doors and stuff to help let some light in back there. But yeah, that's some crazy voodoo-ass shit there.
We haven't used that for a long time.
I thought I'd pull it out. You know, like, that's not okay to touch somebody. Like,
you're no.
And especially a pregnant woman, like everybody wants to touch her belly, and it's like, you know.
And it's not okay, it's even not when okay. you're yeah. not a ghost, don't touch a pregnant woman's belly.
Yeah.
But there was one part in there, and I can't remember who said it, but it was like, show yourself to me. If you're here, show yourself to me. And then like something happened right after that. And I've heard from so many paranormal investigators, don't ask questions like that.
don't ask a question you don't want the answer
right.
to.
Like the other one is, who is here? Who wants to talk to me? It's like you're opening it up for anybody to come through. And do you want that?
Exactly. It's like me putting my hand down and telling my dog to drop it.
Yeah.
And then he does. And it's a snake, you know. Thanks. Okay. I mean, you know what I'm talking about. But yeah, now the Chicago thing, Chicago's pretty damn haunted.
Oh, yeah.
So that none of that surprises me about Chicago, right? Man's voice, footsteps, furniture being moved. I had that one place that it sounded like furniture was being moved in the basement all the time. So I know that sound.
Well, heck, in that building that you owned, sometimes you could be in the restaurant and you'd hear people running around, but there wouldn't even be anybody up there.
Yeah, like sometimes I would be gone because I lived upstairs, and I would be gone, like gone for a few days or something, gone. And they would hear what sounded like somebody running laps and stuff, yeah. you know, and there was nobody up there, mm-hmm. you know, and everybody in the restaurant's hearing commotion.
But they're
there.
Just assuming somebody's up there, so they don't think anything about yeah. it. What they don't know won't hurt them.
Yeah. And, you know, it was funny when he said that, you know, everybody would want to go down into the basement in twos. It was the same thing that, in the yeah. restaurant. Like, we had grown men working in the restaurant that would go to the basement in twos, yes. you know.
Like, and then there's people like me who never would.
No, you would never go in there in fives or
haven't.
Sixes. Yeah,
I still haven't.
But no, I totally, I thought that was in, and his mom seemed to have, mm-hmm. you know, already have some experiences early on in Mexico. And, you know, I think Mexico has a rich heritage of paranormal.
And the monkey story could be somebody had a pet monkey. That got out. Maybe that's all there was to it.
How about a Sasquatch, a mini Sasquatch?
A little cute, adorable monkey-looking Sasquatch?
Yeah, that's what I was wondering.
They should be more like that, then we wouldn't have these terrifying stories of them.
Yeah. And so, you know, I think, and then, you know, after Dad died, there were some things.
The little chef Lego block.
Hearing his voice, you know, they heard him yep. call their names and stuff. And so I just think you come from a real badass paranormal family.
Lots of things going
Lots.
On.
Lots, yeah. That's what I think.
Well, thank you, Victor, for calling back in. I really, really appreciate that. Call in anytime. So if you have a real ghost story and you want to call it in like Victor, the number's 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. And then keep in mind, if you would like to be a premium subscriber, no commercials, advanced episodes, access to the archive, you can sign up through Apple Podcasts where you can try it 3 days free. Or go to patreon.com/realghoststories or ghostpodcast.com. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. 1 in 4 honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Moro Casino. American Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. American Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When I first heard the words, you have lung cancer, I was in shock.
This week on a special episode of Health Discovered, we're taking a closer look at a common form of lung cancer that accounts for 85% of all cases.
I'm Janet Freeman Daly, and I've been living with non-small cell lung cancer since 2011.
Non-small cell lung cancer, it's a diagnosis that changes everything. And yet the conversation around it too often stops at the biology and misses what patients are actually living through every single day.
There are some things you used to be able to do that you can't do anymore. It's easy to become depressed when you're dealing with all those losses. So mental health plays a really big role.
So what does it really mean to advocate for yourself when you're living with non-small cell lung cancer? Listen to Health Discovered on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's tax season, and by now, I know we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money in refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. Here's another one. One in four honest, hardworking, taxpaying Americans has been a victim of identity theft. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second for your personal information and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by another good number, the Million Dollar Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your money back. Don't face identity theft and financial losses alone. There's strength in numbers with LifeLock Identity Theft Protection for tax season and beyond. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart.
Terms apply.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hi, Uncle Laser here. America's built on fast cars, fast food, and even faster women. Moto Casino's built in America. You know what they're fast at? Fast cash prize redemption. You see, only Moto is U.S. owned and operated. Moto, it's American made. That's who we are, and that's who we care about. Play for free at Moto.us.
Moto Casino's the social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
It's tax season, and by now, we're all a bit tired of numbers. But here's an important one you need to hear. $16 billion. That's how much money and refunds the IRS flagged for possible identity fraud. But it's not all grim news. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could easily miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, they'll fix it. Guaranteed. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Here's the truth. You could literally be adored by everyone and then come home and still get completely ignored by your own cat. It's classic cat behavior. But new Shiba Premium Puree is a lickable treat that changes all that. They're protein-rich, made with bone broth, and have the smooth, creamy texture cats go crazy for, especially when it's hand-fed. Yeah, it's more than a treat. It's a fast pass to favorite human status. So feed your cat Shiba and go from totally ignored to truly adored in just 12 days, guaranteed, or your money back. Learn more at Shiba.com.